All right, Pisiyata Deshmaya, we're beginning Dover Sheish Lamatirim. The rest of the Si'ifim on Kuf Aleph are self-explanatory. I really have nothing more to add. Our Shita last time also was that we did every word in Basar B'Chalav in Shulchan Aruch. We don't do every word in Hilchas Taruvas. Just that's the way the scheduling works out. Also, in terms of Halach L'maisa, it's more important to do every word in Basar B'Chalav than it is in Taruvas. Okay, the sugi of Dover Sheish Lamatirim in your booklet is a sugi on Beitza on Daf Gimel on the base. So that's actually the most famous place that it appears. And there we talk about a Beitza. A Beitza is Nolda B'Yomtuf that falls into a Taruvas. So Beitza falls into a Taruvas. One would have thought that that Beitza is Muktza. All the other eggs are not Muktza. So then one would have expected that you should say Batal Barov. In fact, the Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, we're looking at Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara in Dalet Amud Aleph even goes so far as to insinuate that even by an Isser Derabbanan, we would say this rule. In other words, that Muktzah is only Derabbanan, not Deraisa. And nevertheless, we say that it's not going to be Batal. Why is it not going to be Batal? So Gemara introduces the idea of Dover Sheish Lamatirin. The Gemara says halfway through the Amud on Gimel Amud Beis, V'chol Dover Sheish Lamatirin Afilu Be'elef Lo Batal. So here we have another chumrah, and it fits in thematically to what we've been doing up until now, Simen Kuf, Simen Kuf Aleph, Simen Kuf Beis, all being exceptions to the rule of Bittel Berov. So we had Beria, we had Chaticha Rias Gabe, now we have Dover Sheish Lamatirin, that's Kuf Beis, that's an exception to the rule of Bittel. What does the words Dover Sheish Lamatirin mean? Dover Sheish Lamatirin means that this Beitza is going to be Mutter after Yom Tov. So therefore, it's not going to be batel. What does that mean? Therefore, it's not going to be batel. So you have to treat the whole taruvos as aser. Why? Because when you're going to pull one out, you might be pulling out that egg which is aser. So Rashi says the reason why it's not going to be batel is as follows. Rashi in Dibra Maschil, sheyesh lo matirin. So Rashi says, sheyocho lo achlo achar yontif beheter gomer. You could eat it after Yom Tov, Beheter Gomer, Afilu Be'elef Lo Batal. It's not going to be Batal in 1,000. V'afal Gavdim Midoraisa, Rashi continues halfway through the Yom, the Chabitre Batal, the Chsiv Achor Rab Lahatos, Achmer Rabban Hoel, V'yesh Lo Matirin Achor Zman, Lo Yoichlenu Be'isser, Al Yidei Bittal. Why rely on Bittal? Why eat it today Be'isser, eat it tomorrow Beheter? So this is the Svara of Dover Sheish Lo Matirin. Dover Sheish Lo Matirin is not going to be batel, according to Rashi, because why eat it today be'isser, eat it tomorrow beheter. The Taz points out that continuing the way we've built the halachos in Simin Kuf Aleph and Simin Kuf Beis, that actually Dover Sheish Lamatirin is different than Beria and Chaticha Rui L'Skabeg. In the past, we pointed out that there are things that are similar in Beria and Chaticha Rui L'Skabeg and things that are different. And that's how we've been building those halachos in terms of understanding the mechanics of how Beria and Chaticha Rui L'Skabeg works. And we're going to continue that way again. And that is compare in what way is Dover Sheish Lamatirin similar and what way is it different to Chaticha Rui L'Skabeg, Rui L'Skabeg. So the Taz in Sifkat and Gimel says, there's one area that's more chomer. That's what we alluded to from that Gemara. She'enem b'teilim, d'sham mutter b'sveikon, im havada yisr hu d'rabbanan, amrina b'safik shelo d'mutter k'chol safik d'rabbanan. V'lo yazik lo im hu davar chashuv. The Taz points out that the Gemara that we mentioned, as well as the opening words of the Mechaber, let's take a look at the Mechaber. Kol Dover Sheish Lamatirin Kegon Beitza Shnol DeBiyantav Shiroi L'Macher and Misar V'Bacheros Ben Shlem V'Ben Trefa Eina B'Teila Ba'Elef V'Afilu Safek Im Nol DeBiyantav Misar V'Bacheros Asuros. So here we have an interesting thing, and that is, even if it's a Safek, if it was Nol DeBiyantav, nevertheless, the Halacha is that we have to be machmir. Wait a second. We learned when it comes to the din of Chaticha Rui L'Skabeg and Beria, that in such a case, that you could say that a Safik Derabbanan goes L'Kula. Avol Kan concludes the Taz, Afilu Safik Yisra Derabbanan, Aser Kivan Sheish Lamatirin. Since it's a, even though it's a Safik Yisra, Once there's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, nevertheless, the halacha is that we're going to be mekel. So that's one exception already between the rules of beria and chaticha ru iskabed on the one hand, and the din of davar sheyesh lo matirin on the other. Let's remind ourselves. We had learned in the beginning of Simin Kuf. Let's take a look at Simin Kuf in the Taz, in Sif Katan Aleph, that the Taz had said that when it comes to a beria, v'nafkamina, halfway through Sif Katan Aleph, in the rules of beria, v'nafkamina le'inyin safik, yave beria olo, havisveked rabbanu ubata, that if you have a safik, whether it's a beria or not, then in such a case, you will go l'kula. Yet over here, if you have a suffix, whether it's null to be umptive or not, there we go, l'chumra. So that's one exception that we have between the rules of chatichur v'iskabed and beri on the one hand, versus davar sheyesh lo matirin on the other hand. We're going to, b'siyata d'shmaya, try to explain what makes this unique. Okay. The Mechaber continues. And he says, "V'im nisarva b'she'ena mina b'tela b'shishin." And if you have a taruvas of davar sheyesh lo matirin, but we're talking about not eggs with other eggs, but rather we're talking about an ena mina. Let's say we're talking about white chicken eggs versus yellow ostrich eggs. So then in such a case, then it's going to be batal b'shishim. We're only going to be machmir, and let's say for some reason it wasn't easily recognizable. If it's easily recognizable, then you just take it out. But there was a tzir that was not easily recognizable. For example, let's say the eggs were then opened up and cooked. In such a case, what would the halacha be? So there we say the halacha is, that's batal b'shishim. So this also is different in the rules of beria chaticha ruyiskabin on the one hand, and davar sheyesh lo matir, and davar sheyesh lo matir, and on the other hand. So we have a kula and a chumra. We have a kula in regards to beria chaticha l'riskabin, and therefore, which is based on the idea that if it's a regular safek, we say that the halacha is that we go l'kula, because all these three dinim, beria chaticha l'riskabin, davar sheyesh lo matir, are all dinei d'rabbanan. So in this regard, we're surprised that by davar sheyesh lo matir, we go l'chumra. Question is why? That's one question. And then, in the other direction, here we have a kula. We have a kula in the halachas of davar sheyesh lo matirin that we say that it only applies to min b'mino and not min b'sheino mino. Okay, so that both of these things require hesber. And this is even before we get to the ran. This is just, we've just been discussing Shita, the famous Ran. Some of you know what I'm referring to. Just within Shitas Rashi, we don't even need to get involved with the Ran yet in terms of understanding the unique mechanics of how Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin works. So here, Rav Soloveitchik had a beautiful explanation. If you take a look, it's in your, it's a Simen Pei Vav. I believe it's on the second page. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out very astutely that, and this gets in, this will really help us get in the bones of exactly what's going on by beria chaticha ruyiskabed versus davar sheyesh lo matirin. When it comes to beria and chaticha ruyiskabed, what's the premise of why they're not batal? The reason why they're not batal is because they're a davar chashuv. A chaticha ruyiskabed is a davar chashuv. A beria is a davar chashuv. Ad kedei kach that we saw the Mishnah Nes Yaakov said that when it comes to insects, it's not going to be a davar chashuv. We would choker back and forth. But at the end of the day, it's a davar chashuv. What's the lamdus of a davar chashuv not being batal? The way we say in the yeshivas is that it's not a taruvas. It's not a real mixture. It isn't a real mixture. There isn't a mixture over here because it's a davar chashuv. And therefore, the dvar iser can't be batal. Davar sheyesh lo matirin, it's not the pshat that there isn't a taruvos here. There is a taruvos here. But what did Rashi tell us? Rashi told us that on the whole taruvos, we say, why eat it today? Eat it tomorrow. Why eat it today? Eat it tomorrow. Oh. So if that's so, so then there's room to argue that there's going to be a difference between both the case of safek and the case of min b'shein o mina. Because when it comes to the halachos of chatos. Let's start with the case of min b'sheino mina. When it comes to the rule of davarish, when it comes to chatichorui the skabit and a beria, take a look on page reish sadi zayin. We know that the rule of thumb is that when it comes to beria and chatichorui the skabit, so there's room to bring in a svara that we're all aware of, that we spent a lot of time. The min b'sheino mino, what happens when you have min b'sheino mino? There, because there is the tam, so then the iser either disappears or exists entirely. There's no in between. You have tam, either you have tam, and then the iser is there. It doesn't allow for bittel. Take a look at Reish Sadi Zayin. Dine kvar b'yanu l'das hashach. 5 lines from the top. Shebittel b'shishim b'taruas min b'sheino mino lo damo bittel b'ro b'min b'mino. De bittel b'shishim eno din bittel greida elu shiur b'silik tam ha'yisr. When it comes to the din of min b'sheino mino, so there when there's shishim, so then we say that the isr doesn't exist if there's shishim. Umei hai taima. Afecha she'ena isr mispata al bidin. Even if the isr can't be bata al din, mikol makom ena yochel lesser ataruas b'mim she'ena minom yeshishim be'heter kenegdo. Da b'kai gamna ein tam isr nigrish be'heter klal. If you don't taste the isr, so then the isr doesn't exist. Akol zem marikish isr misar v'meheter ve'ena omid b'fnei atzmo. But what happens if the isr is a beria, if the isr is a chaticha rui l'skabed, and there's no taruvos, if there's no taruvos, then it can't be bottle when we're talking about a min b'sheino mino. Avol ima isr nikri v'opin v'nei atzo v'adiyev shalahatir. Then in such a case, you can't be matir. Because even, so therefore we're machmir by beria and chaticha rui l'skabed, because there's no taruvos. If there's no taruvos, then we don't allow that metzius of the halacha to work. However, if we're talking about the din of Dover Sheish Lo Matirin, so there, last 5 lines on Reish Tzadik Zayin, Avel Gabi Dover Sheish Lo Matirin, Shechal Shem Taruvas, there is a Shem Taruvas, El Shegozru Chacham De Mikol Mokom Lo Mahanim Bei Bittel V'achro Lekula, Memela Shapi Yesh Loma Sheith Lo Efkiu Chacham El Din Bittel Barov Shu Achro Al Pi Din, Masha'enken bittel b'shishim shu'achra al p'yimitziyus shal silav tamo yisr. But when it comes to davar sheish lo matirin, there it makes sense that there we would say, let the tam be koveya. By chaticha rui l'skabin and beria, there you can't allow the tam to be koveya. Why? Because there's no taruvas. If there's no taruvas, then the tam can't be koveya. But when it comes to davar sheish lo matirin, there is a taruvas. That's the fundamental difference between Simen Kuf Gimel and Simen Kuf Aleph and Kuf Beis. Kuf Aleph and Kuf Beis, there's no taruvas. Kuf Beis, there is a taruvas. Since there's a taruvas in Simen Kuf Beis, so then there's room to be mechalik between min b'mino versus min b'sheino mino. Hence, davar sheish lo matirin will allow the rule of tam to apply. What's the rule of tam? Tam says that the isr doesn't exist. So the isr doesn't exist. So then there's room to say that there's going to be bittel. But if the whole, and the din d'rabbanan is not contradicting the idea that there's a taruvos here. So once there's a din of a taruvos, then there's room to say that once there's no tam, it doesn't exist. Especially according to the Shachta, we saw that tam is everything. Then it doesn't exist. However, when it comes to kufa and kuf aleph, it doesn't allow that mechanic to work. Because there still is a taruvas. There is no taruvas. Since there's no taruvas, so then we don't allow the rule to apply. A beautiful explanation for this halacha. If that's so, then that is what we saw was the kula. You know what, Zach? Just make sure we have it clear. Go ahead, fire away.
Could you just repeat why there's no taruvas by
Very important point. The whole yesod of why we're machmir, that by beria and chaticha rui l'skabed, it's not batal, is because the beria and the chaticha rui l'skabed stand by themselves. Since they're chashuv, there's no taruvas. That's the whole mechanic of why beria and chaticha rui l'skabed are not batal. So then in such a case, you can't be mechalik between min b'mino and min b'sheino mino. But when it comes to davar sheish lo matirin, there is a taruvas, but we say on the whole taruvas, we say, wait to eat it tomorrow. So then I could say that when do we say that? That's when the Iser doesn't disappear. But over here, when it's a mimbish ain omino, when you go baser tam, the Iser disappears. If the Iser disappears, so then we're mechalek between the two. Yes, Eitan.
That's right. Yeah, I see the chilek between why it's considered tarugos versus not tarugos, but why are we still being able by min b'shein omino?
So by min b'shein omino, you're right, there's no hechreach within the rules of Dar Sheshel Matirin that we would be makel. There's no hechreach, but we can be makel. Why would we be makel? We'd be able to be makel because there's room to say that the Isser is not here anymore. The Isser is not here anymore.
But by min
b'mino, then the Isser is there because he doesn't go baser tam. So tam is all about a siluk of the Isser. Tam says that if there is no tam, the Isser doesn't exist. Min b'mino is not that strong of a bittel. Min b'mino doesn't say that the Isser doesn't exist. It's a hachra that we say that that's going to be batel. Good, I'm glad that you're stopping me for these clarifications. That's yes, go ahead.
So would we say even for the shaft that the real ik isn't the tam, rather it's being like removing the Isser, that's...
Right. Well, no, they're hainu haf. Once we say that the ikur is the tam, then what we're really saying is that when there is no tam, it doesn't exist. The Isser doesn't exist. When there's shishim keneged the Isser, then it doesn't exist. That's at core, that's what we're saying. Beautiful. Im kainim advarim, Rav Soloveitchik continues this, Rav Konigsberg has on Reish Tzadiches, and he says that's going to help us explain also the din of the din de Rabbanan, by the Safek de Rabbanan. He says, we all know that when it comes to a Safek de Rabbanan, that what do we do when we say Safek de Rabbanan l'kula? So, there's a Safek. The Rabbanan had a Safek, whether to be machmir on this or not. And the Chachamim said that we're machriya l'kula. Second paragraph. Umemela mistaver de bedover sheish la matirin lo azlina kula besfeta de rabbanan. Shari ikra chumra de rabbam dover sheish matirin he shalo lachria bo lakula. The whole takana of dover sheish la matirin is clearly that even though you have a suffix, but wait till tomorrow. Why jump into a suffix? There's a suffix. Why jump into a suffix? Wait till tomorrow. That's the whole mechanic of Dover Sheish Lamatirin. Even when there's a suffix, as the Gemara in Beitza describes, even by a suffix Beitza, why put yourself into a suffix? So therefore, even if you have a suffix of Dover Sheish Lamatirin, why jump into the suffix? But when it comes to Beri and Chaticha Ruskabed, what did we say? What did we say? We said that you have a Taruvos. Chazal said that this Taruvos is not a Taruvos. Each one is omei bifnei atzmo. So over here, if you have a suffix of whether there's a taruvos, you could go lekula. In other words, the only time that Chazal said that there's going to be an iser by a suffix is when there's a vadai. The Rameir Simcha explains this very beautifully. He says, a suffix d'rabbanan is a suffix gavra. It's not a suffix chefza. A suffix d'oraisa is a suffix chefza. Why is a suffix d'rabbanan a suffix gavra? Because there are only 613 mitzvahs. There are only 248 things, possible things that the Torah would say that you can't, 365 things that the Torah would say that you can't eat. Those are 365 things. If you tell me that there's another thing you can't eat, you're adding to the Torah. So you can't create a new chafetz shel iser, but rather what is a din d'rabbanan? It's a geder, it was a fence that was put around the gavra. So when it comes to all of these sugyas, both Beria, Chaticha Ruskabed, and Dover Sheish L'Matirin, all of those things are dinam on the gavra. So, when did Chazal say their din on the gavra? They said their din when they said this taruvos is not bato. But over here, we don't even know if they said it. So if you don't know if you say it, there's no iser, there was nothing in the taruvos itself that says that it's aser, so therefore we have a rule that you could go lekula. One way that the Ar Sameach says it is that an iser cheftza is a suffix poison, so you can't eat it. But an iser derabbanan is not a cheftza of poison. It's not even a suffix poison. So only when Chazal spoke to the person and said you can't do it. Over here, it's a suffix in the taruvos. However, when it comes to Dover Sheish Lo Matirin, the whole inherent gezeira is, why put yourself into the suffix iser? Wait till tomorrow. So there's no difference. and whether it's a suffix or not. The whole internal rationale is that even by a suffix be machmir. In contrast to the din of chaticha ruyiskamed and Beria, there, those dinim are all about that there's no bittul in this taruvas because there's no taruvas. But over here, if you have a suffix, on a suffix there are button, we go to kula. So if Soloveitchik pointed out that these two halachos, in very different ways, are really based on the same beautiful mechanic. That Beria and Chaticha Riskabed are fundamentally different than Davar Sheish Lamatirin. Davar Sheish Lamatirin is not a question of whether taruvas is a taruvas. It is a taruvas. But nevertheless, why get yourself involved with the taruvas if it could be eaten beheter tomorrow? Versus the other diun being the diun of min b'sheino mino versus min b'mino. There, when there's no taruvas, then there's no reason to differentiate between min b'mino and min b'sheino mino. But davar sheish l'matirin is a taruvas. It's just that even though it's a taruvas, then we're going to be machmir, there's room to allow for the mechanic of tam to kick in, to be makel by a min b'she'eino mino. That's the shita of Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYosher, Tafshin, that the Mechaber is quoting over here, that we be makel in regards to an eino mino. In fact, the Talmidim pointed out, correctly so, that this idea of to be machmir only by min b'mino as opposed to a min b'she'eino mino makes a lot more sense according to the shita of the Ran. And now we're going to introduce the shita of the Ran. The Ran has an entirely different understanding of how davar sheish lo matirin works. And the world knows that there's a wide gap between shitas Rashi and shitas Ran. The Ran has a very beautiful conceptual approach. I have the Ran photocopied for you on Daf Nun Beis in the Darim. It's quoted in the Taz in Sifkatan Hey. But we'll read it inside with the following introduction. It's a little bit difficult to find the Ran. Oh yeah, it's best place to start is if you look halfway through the Ran, mamish halfway through the Amud, there's Menachos Chav Beis Amud Aleph. And if you look up one line above in the parentheses, if you look up one volume above that, it says V'kach Nirali B'taymo Shel Dover. But I'm going to explain the Ran with the following important introduction that the Ran himself is going to say, but to frame things. The Ran has a very important point about how Bittul in general works. How does Bittul work? So the Ran explains that Bittul is the more of a contrast you have between the Heter and the Isser, the more likely you are to be able to be Mevatel something. The less of the contrast between the item, then the harder to be Mevatel. And the reason for that is very simple. Bittel is all about that we view the whole mixture as dominating the minority. But if the minority itself is similar to the majority, then it's harder to do bittul. Says the Ran, that's exactly the opinion of Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda holds min b'mino is not bottle, because he says it's not going to be bottle when you have a kosher piece of chicken and a treif piece of chicken. So how are you going to be mevatel them? They're the exact same thing. That's what the Ran says is shitas Reb Yehuda. The shita of the Rabbanan, says the Ran, is that even though they're the exact same thing, the Rabbanan don't look at the physical properties alone. They also look at the halachic properties. Vamevin Yavin, this is very similar to Basar Shema. And the Ran himself says this. That you look at the halachic properties. So Bittul is not only that I have 59 pieces of kosher meat and one piece of treif chicken, and the chicken disappears into the kosher meat, sixty times, and therefore it's going to be batel. But rather, even if they're pieces of meat, but since 60 of them are kosher and one of them is treif, even though it doesn't look the same, it looks the same, and therefore it shouldn't assimilate. But since it's halachically different, then there's going to be bittul. That the Ran explains is the yesod of the machlokas between the Rabbanan and Reb Yehuda. Zok de Heligiran. That's why Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is not batal in the Taruvas. The reason why Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is not batal in the Taruvas is because what did we say according to the Rabbanan is the mechanic? That the Isser has an identity that is so extremely different than the Heter, because this is Isser and this is Heter. And what happens is that Isser assimilates into the Heter. But what happens if the Isser is not fully Isser? The Isser is going to become Mutter tomorrow. So then it doesn't have that same power to assimilate into the rest. Because what's the premise of Bittul Rabosai according to the Ran? It's all about assimilation. When it has a distinct identity, but it's overwhelmed by everything else, then it's going to be Bato. When it has the exact same identity, then it's not overwhelmed by everything else. A Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin is not really so different than the rest of the Matirin, the rest of the Heter, because eventually it'll come Mutter, and therefore it's not going to be Batil. So now let's take a look at after that introduction. V'cheiner li b'taymo shel Dover. This is the rationale of Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. First word in wine is b'taymo shel Dover, 10 lines up from the Pirush HaRosh in the Dharm Nun Beis. D'chazil Rabbanu Rav Yehuda diflugu b'mim mino. This is a very valuable Ran, because he's also telling us what the Yisod of Machlokas Rabbanu Rav Yehuda is. The Machlokas Rabbanu Rav Yehuda diflugu b'mim mino he batal alov amrinu b'akom. It's Rabbi D'shneim b'kriach ha'darshu d'chsiv lakach midama par midama sair. Shav b'isha dama shal par miruba kari le dama sair. It's not batal. V'ksav Rav Yehuda d'hainu time. Why is it not batal? Mishum d'mim mino lo batal. V'fisha kol derech shu d'oim l'chaveir. Eino, this is an important term, Eina machlisho mevatel. When there isn't a strong contrast, then the majority can't weaken and be mevatel the minority. Elma mido mechasko, but rather it strengthens it. It maintains its own identity. Umishum hachi svir le Rabbi Yehuda bekuli isur demimimino lo batel. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Kama v'rabbanu lo mashmu lo hachi demikol makom mim bemino daaser the iser v'heter ein domin zelazeh. He says, no, you don't only look at the contrast of the physical properties, you look at the contrast of the halachic properties. Ein domel zavzeh, kivan dechad aser, dechad shari. Since one is permissible and one is aser, she'ein roi leilich acher dimyonam be'etzem. We don't look at their physical properties. Ela for bittel. Ela acher chilukon b'isr v'heter. We go at their contrast, and one is mutter, one is aser. Ela hainu taima d'dam ha'par ein mevatel d'am asor. Why is it that they're not mevatel? The gimish name olin klomer shekshere lizrika ein mevatel zazet. It's a totally different reason because each one is kashel lizrika. D'chehechad Rabbi Yehuda azol dimyona etzem. Just like Rabbi Yehuda focuses on whether they're similar in their physical properties, and if they're similar, they're not batel because there is no contrast. Azul Rabbanan acher dimyona heter. The Rabbanan decide whether it's bittel, whether they're similar in their halachic properties. Are they both the same halachos? So when it comes to dama par and dama sar, they're the same halachos because they both can be brought in the mizbeach, and therefore it's not going to be batel. Ulefichach, this is the first word on the line, 3 lines up from the fancy line of the Rosh. Ulefichach kol shechalukin beiser veheter. Therefore, if they're different, afilu min bemino batel, the Rabban hold, then it's going to be batel. It, because they have different halachic properties. Then it becomes like Mishenu. That's why we say by Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, not to Rabbanon, Mishum Chumra to Rabbi Yehuda. Then the Rabbanon agree with Rabbi Yehuda. They say, here we agree with Rabbi Yehuda because there's no real contrast. Because even though today it's Aser, tomorrow it's going to be Mutter. So it's not going to be Basel. Wow. Such a fascinating Ran. So the Ran, all the Achronim point out, is an entirely different world than Rashi. Rashi's world is that Rashi holds a very simple svar of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Why wait to eat it beheter b'iser today? Eat it beheter tomorrow. The Ran, he has a lumdus that really Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is like min b'mino that's not batel. Why? Because there's no real contrast. Because this eventually is going to become mutter, there isn't bittel. Isn't a fascinating rat? Fascinating rat. Comes along the Taz in Sifkatan Dot Hey, and the Taz says, oh, now let's analyze over here. What did we just discuss? We just discussed min b'she'eino mino. And we said that when it comes to min b'she'eino mino, then we don't have the din of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. By min b'she'eino mino, we don't have the din of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So says the Taz, you don't need, he turns to to Rav Soloveitchik, and he says, you don't need your pshat that you said over here. I have a simpler pshat according to the Ran. I have a simpler pshat. Vitimahat, let's start from the beginning. Tasif Katane. Hatam kasafti li'il, b'shem Torah Schatas. He quotes something from Torah Schatas. Now this tam from Torah Schatas, Rabosai, is really, really vague. The Talmidim came over to me, and they discussed with me this Torah Schatas. If you take a look at the Badei HaShulchan, so you'll see the Badei HaShulchan tries to formulate this Torah Schatas a little more clearly. What's the difference between Min B'mino, that's also by Dover Sheishon Latir, Min B'she'en O'mino, that's not? And he says something really vague, and we're going to skip it. I decided to skip it because I realized the Badei HaShulchan is anyhow not in our booklets, and I really don't understand the Svara of the Torah Schatas. And we have from Rav Soloveitchik a beautiful Svara that will work within Rashi. And the Taz says, I have a beautiful Svara within the Ran. So we're going to leave the Torah Schatas. Anybody who has a real Havana in the Torah Schatas, please come over and give it to me.
So let me do it the
easiest way, and then you'll tell me what you mean. Okay? Says the Taz in Sifkat, and hey, v'timahani. Lama lo kasav divrei Aran bazeh, says the Taz. I now feel the need to bring in the Ran. V'zeh Torah Terutze. V'chazin de Rabbi Yehuda, the sphere lay min b'mino b'sveta lo batel. V'yal fon d'chziv lo kach apar midam apar midam asar. Shalpi shadam par meruba mishal sar. Kar le dam sar. We see that each one has its singular identity. Amalon batel mishum d'mino lo b'mino hu. L'fisha kol davar. Shu doma l'chavero. Eina machlisho. Adarab v'chazko. This is all what we read before inside. Rabbanan lo yalfim is elisa v'heter. And the Rabbanan don't learn that way. The bishleim adam par v'sar shneim k'shem l'zrikum. Hashem k'm isa v'heter al bishem minechad mikol mokim chalukimim. Shizeh asa v'chem zeh mutter. Al kain, havele kain amino. So the Rabbanan say that when there's a contrast of isa v'heter, that's also a min b'ein amino, and there's going to be assimilation, because there's a contrast. Mishum hachem minim b'yesh l'matirim. But when it comes to Rishayish Lamatirin, there is no real contrast. Oh, so says the Ran, so that only makes sense by Min B'mino, where they're really similar. But we're talking about Min B'eino Mino, Afal Pishim Mitzad Iser Yesh Lam Shiva B'davar, Mikol Mokum Yesh Me'em Ne'em Chiluk Godol B'mashezem Min Acher. But when it comes to Min B'sheino Mino, you could look at it two ways. You could say, like we've been saying up until now, that since they're similar to each other, so therefore they're not going to be Batel, because it's going to become Mutter tomorrow. Or you could say, no, the contrast is so great. This is an entirely different min. So even though it's going to become mutter, and halachically they're similar, but the Rabbanan take into account practical differences. In other words, the Rabbanan say that when it has a different taste, it's going to be batel. Memela over here, the halacha is that by min b'shein omino, there still is a contrast. There's enough of a contrast to create the difference, even though there's no halachic contrast. Says the Taz, that's the pshat. As Rabbi Yom pointed out, he says, the Taz concludes, Zehu kavanasu sham, afal bishen zeh lishono. He says, this is what the Torah Schatas meant to say, even though he doesn't write it. Okay. So that's what you're trying to bring out, right? Rabbi Yom, right. According to Rav Soloveitchik, we had a different pshat within Rashi. You don't even need to go within the Ran. And even though it's similar, you don't even need to start working within the Ran's Mahalach. You could just as well work according to Rashi by focusing on what the difference between Beria and Chaticha Ruil is, the difference about whether there's a Taruvas or whether there's no Taruvas at all. And that explains why by Beria, Chaticha Ruil is Gabe, we won't differentiate between Min B'mino and Min B'shein B'mino, because there's no Taruvas. Over here, there's a Taruvas, and therefore, when it comes to B'ein Amino, then there's no reason to apply the rule that it's not going to be bottled. Tam is enough to be machriya that shayla. Gishmak. Okay, we haven't gotten to halach lemaisa yet, but these are the basics. These are yisodos. Yisodos about sapek. Yisodos about min b'shein omino. Yes. Yeah, Rav Zach, go ahead.
Just clarifying, so both the Rav and the Ran would be saying that there is a teruvos happening for the Rosh Hashanah.
Both the
Rav, yes, and the Ran. are saying that they are coming together.
There's no machlokus in there. Everybody agrees that there is a taruvus, but the Rav said that that's the fundamental key in understanding all the nuances, the uniqueness of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, as opposed to both agree that we're talking about taruvus. That there's no machlokus. The question is, whether this falls under one thing that's all about the difference between this taruvus or not, or you're going to use a different explanation. Okay. In other words, the Rav's Mahalach works within Rashi. You don't even need to go to the Ran at all. And it's very fundamental in terms of how it works. Since we're not going to get to it today, let me give you something to think about. I want you to figure out, lahalacha, whether we are going with the Rashi or we're going with the Ran. Up until now, nothing. Everything's worked both according to Rashi and the Ran. Rav Soloveitchik felt that up and down, Simin Kuf Beis, there was one Shita that we were following and not the other. So I'll leave that for you to think about. Yes, Rabbi Yonah.
According to the Rav, we would still say, so when it's already in a case of Min B'Mino, so then it's no longer really about Tarobas, right? And that's why, since it's not about Tarobas, so Chaticha really, everything is, right? I'm sorry, Chaticha really is Gavet and Beria, it's they're not Batel in a case of Min B'Mino because...
It's all right. There's no taruvus.
It's about numbers.
Right.
So therefore, it's also going to be about numbers. Just the rule is that when it's about numbers, then the chaticha really is kavid. And also, when it's about numbers, then there is sheish material, so it's never going to be about. But once it's about actual time, so then there's no taruvus in a case of minshen. We know the chaticha really is kavid, but there is still taruvus by a case of the sheish material. And therefore, since
exactly. Okay. So let's our both side continue. Set. So we've. B'siyata d'shmaya, we've done the mechaber. Again, let's read the mechaber inside because we were using the mechaber conceptually. Now let's talk l'maisa. Kol davar sheyesh lo matirin k'goyim beitza shenol d'biyomtif. If a beitza is born, shiru'i l'machar, that's going to be, you're going to be able to use it tomorrow. By the way, the lashon shiru'i l'machar might sound a little bit more like Rashi. Okay. Im nitz'arve b'acheres bein shlema bein treifa ena b'teila filu b'elef, so it's not batel. This is the Gemara's term, even in 1,000. Vafilu safek im nolda b'yomtev, in sarav echeres, asuros, from nisarav v'shein amino, then it's going to be v'teila b'shishin. The Ramah now tells us another halacha, which really has absolutely nothing to do with davar sheyesh lo matirin per se. He then says, miu im libno bo machal, o nasnu b'kder l'sakin hakder, k'don shemelua b'tarnigolis, eina b'teila. I understood this. If you understood differently, let me know. I understood that the Ramah was saying as follows. In general, the halacha is that if it simulates a min b'shein omino, it's going to be batel because the tam doesn't exist. But what happens if the ein omino has its own distinct property? So normally, in food, the distinct property is taste. But there are times that there are other things that food that can make it a distinct property. Could have a distinct property that's outside of taste. There are times that you could have something that has a distinct property outside of taste. So even though there's going to be shishim, kenegad the tam, but it might have a distinct property that doesn't allow it to be batel. And that is, let's say you use egg whites. If you use egg whites in order to make the food look white, and it's clear that the iser still remains, or you're doing it as a filler, to fill in the taruvos, so then in such a case, it's not going to be batel. The Shach explains in Sifkat and Hay that this is based on a rule of Chizusa that we're going to see later on. And that is that Kivan de l'Chizusa Ovid lo batel. This appears in Hilchas Yomtif and Tav Kuf Yud Gimel. It's a Gemara Nedarim as well, that when you have something that is distinct because of its sight, its color, so then in such cases, it's not going to be batel. So that's a tangential point that the Ramah says. The Achronim point out that there is a machlokis between later Perushim in the Ramah, whether the Ramah holds that you need both or one. In other words, do you need both of those svaras, both chizusa and milua, and only then it's not going to be batel, but if it's just going to be chizusa, then it would be batel. Most Achronim assume not that way. I think the Pashtus is the Ramah saying two different things that won't become batel. Take a look at the Gra, Sivkot and Hay and Vav. Okay. We now go to Siv Beis. Says the Mechaber, Yesh Misha Eimer, Shaloy Amru Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, Ela Kesha Matir Asad Lovay Al Kol Panim. Some say that the only time something is coming is called the Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is when the heter is for sure going to come. So let's talk about the beitza. The beitza is for sure going to be mutter tomorrow, because tomorrow it's not going to be muktzah. O mamater biyado lasosa below hefsid, or you'll be able to easily create the heter without a hefsid. Even if it's not going to happen automatically, it'll happen easily. What's an example of happening easily? So the Gemara in Nedarim was talking about truma, that when it comes to tevel over there, it's a davar sheyesh lo matir, and it's not going to be batel. Why? Because it's so easy to be masaking the tevel. So if you have tevel, it falls into other things. Afilu be'elef lo batel, because all you have to do is be matir the tevel. So that's easy to do. Yes? Go ahead.
I'm saying, we can't be matir, we would have to be matir everything now.
Correct.
But that's still considered to be
correct. Correct. Ein hachanami. The details of that, in Yirtzeh Hashem, one day we'll be learning Truma L'maisa. Right now we're not learning Truma L'maisa, so we'll leave it in that vague. You're right, it's vague, and we're leaving it vague. Avol davar she'eino biyado ve'eino vadai she'yavo amatir, but something that is not in your ability to easily change, like teva, and it's not going to come to vadai, eino b'din davar she'eino matirin. There it doesn't have a din of davar she'eino matirin. Okay, so that's the rule, Rabbo said. Davar she'eino matirin is only something that's easy or inevitable. Lefichach, beitza shall suffik treifa. Therefore, if you have a beitza of a suffik treifa, look, this is a fascinating application of it. So you have a treifa, but it's only suffik. You're not going to eat this animal. You're not going to eat this chicken because it's a suffik treifa. And it lays an egg, so you're not going to eat the egg. But now, shenis arva bacheros, it becomes mixed up with others. Eina bitin davar sheyesh lo matirin. Lefish eina matir bevadai ve'eina biyado. You don't know what's going to happen. You have a suffik treifa. So you're about to bring it to the Rav. The Rav's going to paskin. But the Rav might paskin that it's Aser. So if it's Aser, and there are 60 other eggs that this fell into, 59 other eggs? 60 other eggs? That's a fascinating question. But at the end of the day, it's in the one of those two, 59 or 60 other eggs. So then in such a case, the halacha is that it will be batel. Aye! It could become mutter later on. Now it's Aser to you, but the Rav might say that's going to be. So might is not enough for davar sheyesh lo matirin. It has to be that for sure it's going to become mutter. There is a bomb kasha on this that the Be'er Heitiv quotes in Sifkatan Hey. It's entirely theoretical kasha. It's not lemaisa. It's not quoted in the Shach and the Taz. The Piskei Tshuva also has an arichus on it. It's actually a very beautiful lamda shekasha that Maman of Shach, he wants a tain. It's not davar sheyesh lo matirin at all. For many other reasons, but we'll leave that kasha. But the bottom line is that we have in Sif Beis, we have this yisod, that in order for something to be called a davar sheyesh lo matirin, it needs to be that it's easy for you to remove the iser, or the iser is definitely going to be removed. If that's not going to be definitely removed, then it's not called a davar sheyesh lo matirin. And the simple application of it, even though it's actually a little more complicated once you get through the Be'er Heitiv, is the case of the safek treifa, that it could very well be that's going to stay usher forever. You're not sure. So then in such a case, that's not davar sheyesh lo matirin. Another very practical application, which gets to a lot of fascinating halacha lemaisa, is Siv Gimel. And that is another application of this halacha. Kli shenesar beblios iser. If you have a utensil that is absorbed iser, shenesare v'achirim. Okay, so Rabosai, this comes up. This comes up. Here's a tziur. This is a very exciting case. We have a kli that has blios of iser. It's a treif kli. You put it aside, and then your five-year-old came along and mixed up all the kalim. So here's the shaila. Do you have to go and kasher all your kalim now? So let's take the shaila apart together. Based on the rule of Achri Ram Lahatos, what would we say?
You have rov.
So you could use any kli. It's going to be interesting. Shai, what happens if it's four kalim, you're cooking with all four on the fire. That would be an interesting question. But in general, that's the rule of Bittul V'rov. Oh. So that's how the Rajwa paskins. Ve'ein donin oisik a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Oh, but what about the fact that it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin? What's a davar sheyesh lo matirin? The davar sheyesh lo matirin is that later on you're going to do what? You could kasher it. It's not so hard to kasher it. So then it's easy for it to become mutter. Maybe it's like hafrashas truma, hafrashas chala. And that's what the Rama adds. Why? Because it's expensive. And all things are similar to this. So this is how the Mechaber paskins. Halacha l'maisa, we're going to see that it's not poshut that everybody follows this position. So this is an important heter, Rabosai. An important heter we have that the Rajba, maybe not be l'maisa, but the Rajba says that even though all you need to do is kasher, nevertheless, that's not considered davar sheyesh matir because it's expensive. If I could jump ahead to halacha l'maisa,
are expensive and not easy the same thing?
Very good, very good. So if I could jump ahead to halacha l'maisa, I would be nota towards the fact that even if today it's not expensive to be magil, but what do we say in America? Time is money, right? So if it would take a considerable amount of time to do the hagala, especially nowadays, many people don't have the necessary halachic utensils to be able to do it. In other words, once upon a time, it was much more common to create a place where you had a fire. In other words, everybody had fire outside all the time. So it was easier to do libun. Today, it's much more complicated to do libun. Everybody had open fires, so you would just put it in and you would do libun. Today, we don't have the same type of open fires. The stovetop doesn't work. So it could very well be that if it's we're not yet ready to discuss lamaisa what to do, but I would lule de mistafina, if I wasn't afraid, I would suggest that if it takes a considerable amount of effort, the effort itself is a complicated thing independently, but one would argue that time is money, then that might also be a reason that it's not considered easy davar sheyesh matir. And in contrast to taking off Trumas and Maestros, today Trumas and Maestros is no different than taking off Trumas and Maestros 2,000 years ago. It could be we don't know the Chazon Ish's Girsa by heart. So you have to pull out the Siddur and get the Chazon Ish's Girsa and then say it. You also need a Matpeya as well. That sometimes people forget about that. But all of those things, once you have them in place, they're very, very easy. By the way, there are many who are Mafrish that say, they take off Trumas and they say, whatever the Chazon Ish wrote, whatever the Chazon Ish's Girsa is, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's all. You don't even have to say the Chazon Ish's Girsa. They're posting to say that that's all you have to say. So, isn't it pretty cool that the Chazon Ish got into the Girsa itself? You know, the Girsa became just saying whatever the Chazon Ish said. That's almost universal in the sense that anybody who doesn't say the Girsa, either you say the Girsa of the Chazon Ish or you mention the Chazon Ish's name, it's like a schooler. Just mention the Chazon Ish, like putting up some Rebbe and then mice run away. So you just say Chazon Ish and before long there's going to be someone who's not going to be mafresh properly, just going to think that all afreshes truma is that you say Chazon Ish and then it's mutter to eat the fruits, chas v'chalila. But at the end of the day, that's the point. The point is that you don't have to do very much to be mafresh truma and maestris. The Shach goes to town on this. The Shach actually paskins against the Mechaber. Says the Shach in Sifkot and Ches, Kli Lufisha Tzarek, we're going to go through the whole Shach, the Bli Neder. Says the Shach, Kosa Marshal, Delo Yetzarek Lezahatam, Shel Pizer Ma'osav. He said, the Marshal, the Shach is going to go through different stages over here. He says, firstly, he says, he doesn't even think you need the issue of money. B'lavach inami, kimen delo ba heter, memela b'koch zan, lo chashiv davar sheyesh lo matirin. He says that since the heter doesn't come memela, it's not considered davar sheyesh lo matirin. In other words, the marshal argued, I don't see at all why you would call this a davar sheyesh lo matirin. This should not be called a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Why? Because if you don't do anything, what's the keli going to be? It's going to be aser. What is a beitza? It's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. You do absolutely nothing and it's going to become mutter. The marshal's taina is that here it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin because davar sheyesh lo matirin is you sit back and it's going to become mutter. Says Rashi, why do it today? Wait till tomorrow. But in a case of where you got to do something, then it's already no longer a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So Shach says that the marshal is wrong. That's nice. It's a very sharp argument. It's what we call intelligent but incorrect. Intelligent but incorrect. So says the Shach, intelligent but incorrect. V'lo yirati l'sov daito. Do afilu bo aheter b'lo zman. Chashiv davar sheish lo matirin. Kigon nedarim. He doesn't bring an example of truma, but he brings an example of nedarim. The Gemara in nedarim, we mentioned, discusses tevel, but it also discusses the case of a neder. A neder is considered a davar sheish lo matirin. Why? Because a neder, all you needed to do is go to your rav, and he'll tell you if he could be matir it. So it's not very difficult. It becomes mutter very quickly. So therefore, leaving aside the case of how you can have a case of davar sheish lo matirin by nedarim, but at the end of the day, nedarim is considered a davar sheish lo matirin, but you're going to have to do something. It's just not too difficult to do. So therefore, you live in the Middle East, and you go out of your small hut, and in front of your hut, there's no bathroom in your house, there's no kitchen in your house. In front of your hut, there are two things. There's an outhouse that's 300 feet away, and then you have, where you and your wife cook, you have this fire that's constantly running. So you go and you drop the metal utensil in, and there you go. You do libun. That, you know, it doesn't mean that you need to do a maisa. Just like you're sitting in the base of medrash, you realize you have a nether, so you go to the rug who's in the base of medrash. He's matir the nether. That's not considered totsos harbet. So says the shach, the marshal is wrong. Marshal's criterion is that what is davar sheish lo matirin? That you have to sit on your hands and it's going to become mutter. Sitting on your hands, where does the Gemara say sitting on your hands? You're right, by beitza, if you sit on your hands, it will be the same thing. But we see that by nedarim, it's not the way. So the Shach Poshet says that the Marashal is wrong. That's step one. Yes? Is there a hand?
The nedarim would be more similar to a beitza treif, because you don't know if the rabbi is going to be able to be matir.
That's true. That's a very, very, very good point. The Achronim discuss your point. If you take a look at the Rebina's Mitzayin to the Taz and Sifkot and Yud Beis, that obviously it's not that way because the Gemara says not that way. So even again, intelligent, but we're not sure why incorrect. That's a fair question. Okay, but the bottom line is the Beferish Gemara. It's Beferish Gemara. V'ra'a bebedek habayis masig al Rajba. Also, the Ra'a rejects the Rajba, but for another reason, another interesting reason. V'omer dehacha time achrina. Ika, the ain lo bitl, levad mitayim davar sheish lo matirin. The Ra'a says it's true that it's going to be usher, but for a different reason. The kol hecha de nikar iser ain lo bitl. Vekimen de efshe lehotzi iser mitocho al ide hagola have a kenikara iser. Wow. The Ra'a says that there's no bitl over here because there's nikara iser. There's nikara iser. Why? Because since you can easily pull out the iser, all you have to do is boil the water in the pot and the iser comes out, so then there's no bittel, because the iser is recognizable. In other words, there's no taruvos over here. If you could easily pull it out from the taruvos, then it's going to be awesome. Even the efshel hotzi iser mitocha idea gal have a kinikur iser v'sulo sagi bekelim elu shlo yitin iser tam beheter ayin sham sheherach. So this is an interesting sheet that you should file away, that the Ra'a says that whenever you have blios are not called, can't be bottle. Blios can't be bottle. Why can't they be bottle? Because they're always called Nikar Isur. That's going to be a sheet that we're going to get back to Amir Tzashem on Monday. Okay, that's the Ra'a. The Shach, he quotes it, gives it a little bit of deference, but at the end of the day, he moves on. Umaril b'tshuva, cholik gam kein ha-Rajba. And also the Maril is mach against the Rajba. So we have a bunch of different machmirim. We had, number one, we had the chumrah of the Ra'a, and now we have the chumrah of the Maril. Why? Lahagilo hefsin muatu. He says that's cheap. How much does it cost for you to do hagala? Kedah chashvina ba'azal perek zayin din adarim. Maiser sheni yesh lo matirin al idei halal Yerushalayim. And he says, wait a second. What's more expensive, to take a bus from Beit Shemesh to Yerushalayim or to do hagala? So if I'm not mistaken, Binyamin, the Hagolah in Beit Shemesh is free, Erev Pesach. The only thing is you have to wait. Davar Sheish Lo Matirin, you just have to wait. But eventually it's going to be entirely free. From Beit Shemesh, a bus is 15 shekel. So then, what happens? Meiser Sheni is also called the Davar Sheish Lo Matirin. Why is it called Davar Sheish Lo Matirin? Why rely on Bittel, take it all up, and eat all of it in Yerushalayim? You had Meiser Sheni that was mixed up with something else. The Gemara also calls that Davar Sheish Lo Matirin. So the fact that it costs a little bit of money to go up to Yerushalayim is not going to be a difference. So the Shach is not convinced that Hagolah is going to be considered a Hefsid Meruva. Therefore, the Shach is Machmir against the Mechaber. And he says, V'gam Nirali, Sheish lishos hakelim ad shelo yu b'nei yoman. He pulls out our classic rabbinic move. And that is, the classic rabbinic move is just wait a few minutes. Just wait a few hours. If you wait a few hours, so then it'll be an Eina Ben Yomo, the Ashari Minatara. Then it's going to be Mutter Minatara. So once it's going to be Mutter Minatara, so then we've got a lot less at stake. And then he says that might be enough to be makel. The kakos of betshuvas masas binyamin, el the kakos of sham dahenu dafkel tishtamish behen bikulam yachad. But even the masas biyadim who has a svara says that would only be to use all them together. In other words, let's say you're making, I saw in Reisha tonight, there's cholent wars. So if you have cholent wars and you have, it's eight pots, so then with eight pots, then you could have eight different cholents. Although there it was, each shear is doing a different, so that might be different because each, there isn't bittel. It's not that everybody is eating. I don't know. I don't know the rules of cholent wars. But, I guess everybody tastes from everybody else. The judges. So the judges will be mutter to eat. The judges will be mutter to eat because all that they're eating from all eight. They're eating from all eight. So then, in such a case, then it'll be fine. But if each year is eating from their own cholent, or from, then it will be problematic. Okay. So, again, what does the Masas Binyamin say? The Masas Binyamin says that when it comes to the bittel, so there, we're not going to rely on bittel, but if you're going to have all eight, and say each one is okay, but if you're going to eat from all eight of them, or three of them, then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. Alefneatzma lo, dekima deleke ela taima, lo hava dover shesh
lamatirin, period. Can you explain that? I thought it was saying that, meaning when you're cooking with all, let's say you have all eight of them, so when you're cooking with all eight of them, so bade one of them straight. So
right.
Then you wouldn't.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant to say. Correct. So,
oh, I was saying the opposite.
No.
If you ate with all eight, then it would be mutter.
No, what I meant to say, as long as you're not just eating from one of them. As long as you're not eating, if you're going to eat from one of them, right. So then, in other words, if you're going to use one pot, so then in such a case, that's going to be a problem.
Using all of them also could be a problem.
Why would only using one be a problem?
Because in such a case, there is no bittel. It's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. That you have to be choshesh that's not batel. But if you're using from all of them, so then you've created a taruvos from all of them. Then in such a case, then it's not a problem.
I thought the bittel takes place when they're on the draw together.
And so, how do you understand? I'm ears. Explain.
No, explain. I thought he was saying that, like, what? Where is it? I thought that he was saying that.
No, I think I hear what you're saying. You're the exact opposite. That if you're going to use all of them together, so then it's as if you're eating all three pieces. Correct. Thank you, Shlomo. Yashikoch. I'm a kabel. Yes. No, that makes sense. Because he then says, Avo b'fnei atzma lo, dekima deleka ela taima, lo have dover sheish lo matirin. If you're using all of them together, so then in such a case, then the halacha would be.
You only need it.
Just one second. You're definitely right to stop at this. One second. Let me just give me one second. The kima deleka ela taima. No. The kima deleka ela taima lo have dover sheish lo matirin. Okay. Yeah. Okay, good. If we're talking about just taking from one of them, in other words, you're taking one kli, since all we're dealing with is tam, so then it's not considered davar sheyesh lo matirin. So if I'm pulling out one pot, yes, I'm chozer. Thank you for stopping me. If you're pulling out one pot, so then in such a case, when you pull out one pot and you're eating from it, so then you're never using bittel. You didn't rely on bittel. All you're doing is you're taking a pot and you're cooking the food inside and you're eating the food that's inside. There you didn't rely on davar sheyesh lo matirin. However, if you took all of them, so then in such a case you're going to be stuck. You're going to be relying on bittel. And then if you're going to rely on bittel, there you're going to have the problem of davar sheyesh lo matirin. Okay. Ulafiani is daiti nira, but the shachin then continues, dafilu bikol echa bifnei atzmo, even if we're going to use each one separately. He says that even each one independently, you have to be machmir. Not just what we had said that only if you use all eight, but even if you use each one separately, then you would have to wait. So says the Shach, kashering is not a big deal, and since kashering is not a big deal, you have to wait 24 hours. So again, la halacha, I thought that even according to the Shach, there might be room to be mekel today. If you could look around in the poskim, tell me if you find it this way. I thought la halacha, there might be room to be mekel, because today it could very well be that there is kashering is hotzos meruba. However, even if we wouldn't say that svara, the Aruch HaShulchan paskins like the Mechaber. If you take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan in your booklet, so the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif discusses this in Sif Katan Tezvav and Sif Katan Tez Zayin. And he's convinced that the Mechaber is correct. He says that there is Hotzos, Lahagila, and it's not considered a davar sheish lamatirin, only if the matir comes memela below hotzos. And he says that's what this case is. In Tez Zayin, he quotes the Ra'ah who's machmir, and then he quotes the Shach who's machmir. But he says that he thinks in Sif Katan Yud Zayin, he says that he thinks you could be meiko. Let's take a look at Sif Katan Yud Zayin. V'yesh mi shecholak al din zeh mitam acher, dikim da hotzos ha'gola ha'vi davar muat. He says that there's a that when it comes to Hagala, it's Hotzos Mu'utos, and the Raya from Iser Sheni that the Shach had brought. But he says the Aruch HaShulchan rejects that svar of the Shach. Five lines in to Sifkat and Yudzayin, Umi Maiser Sheni Ein Raya. The Hasa Mitzvah Yesh La Losa the Yerushalayim.
That's what the Taz says about the Tatars.
Good, that's right. It says there's a mitzvah to go up to Yerushalayim, and as Rabbi Yamin said, the Taz later on, and the Shach over here says the same applies to Nedarim. Then when it comes to Nedarim, there is a mitzvah to go to the Chacham to be Matir the Neder, and therefore it's going to be different than Hagala. Hagala, you don't have a Chiyuv. So when you have a Chiyuv, so then anyhow you have to spend that money. If anyhow you have to spend that money, since it's a Davar Sheyesh LaMatir, you have to do it anyhow. So then it's for sure going to happen. If you have to do it, you're going to do it. In contrast to a kli that has blios, you don't have to do anything. You could toss out the kli. So the fact that you're kashering it, so then that's called hotzaos, like the Rashba said, and therefore the halacha is it's going to be mutter. And ultimately, the Aruch HaShulchan likes the svara. The Aruch HaShulchan likes the svara, and the Aruch HaShulchan paskins it this way. So what comes out is we have a machlokis haposkim. We're going to continue to see the machlokis haposkim. That the Aruch HaShulchan says that you can rely on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shach says that the only way he would allow you to rely on the Shulchan Aruch is if you're going to use one of the pots each time, not all eight of them, as well as wait, me'es la'es. Very consistently, the Chachmas Adam in Simen Nun Gimel, Sif Katan Chav Gimel, which is on the next thing in your booklet, is Choshesh for the Shita of the Shach. If you've noticed over time, the Chachmas Adam really runs with the Shach a lot, and he says, he concludes, Sif Katan Chav Gimel, Mikol Makom, Kiman Shezeh Hefzen Muat, Mikol Sheken Sheesh Lachu Sheishtamish Bo Sekli B'Sheinu Ben Yomo, Vaz Nikar Yisrael V'lo Lvato, V'lechein Nachon Lahoros Lishos, Ad Shlo Yikelem B'nei Yomo. He says, L'chol HaPachos, you should leave the Kli, to be a non ben yomo. So the truth is, lemaisa, this doesn't come out as a big chumra. So if you get the shaila, you have two ways to go. Number one, if you think the Aruch HaShulchan is right, you can just go with the Aruch HaShulchan and go with the Shulchan Aruch and just reject the Shach and say that the Shach's rayas aren't good rayas because those are mitzvos. And if they're mitzvos, so then that's not called a non davar sheyesh lamatirin because he got to do it. That's one way to approach it, to pass against the Shach. Or even if you go with the Shach, So the Chachmas Adam who goes with the Shach says to wait 24 hours. So we often, when we have Shailas like this, we often say just anyhow to wait 24 hours. The time that this Shaila actually comes up, so that's why I recommend, if we're talking about Lemaisa Lemaisa, if somebody has the Shaila, just say, don't use the Kalim for 24 hours, and then in such a case, it will be, you could be Mekel. About not using all them together, I think that we already have the Aruch HaShulchan, who's Mekel and the Iker Dedina, like the Mechaber, so that's Yeshal Milasmach. We're only talking about a Din Darabanan, and also in Tam Lefkan, Yeshal Milasmach. But there is a time, Ritzi Pesach Frank, dreamed up a, and you don't have to be, this is not rocket science, this is not a brilliant ha'ara per se, but Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank thought about a shaila that that is the corollary to this, which is much more complicated. And this also comes up. And that is not that you had a kli that you were going to ask the Rav a shaila on, or you knew it was treif and you had to do agol and it gets mixed up with others, which happens all the time. By the way, it's happening more and more as we get closer to Pesach, right? Because as you get closer to Pesach, people are putting aside Kalim to Kasher. And so then it's more likely that there's going to be stuff that's going to get mixed up. But we have another Shaila, and that is, what happens if you had Kalim that you intended to do Tfilas Kalim? So you had glasses, and a couple of them broke. So you replaced those glasses, and you put them aside. When I do the women's Hilchos Kashrus, it's always that your husband mixed it up, because that's what usually happens. I'm not going to say because your wife mixed it up, because usually us that mix it up. But so the husband goes and the husband mix up, he didn't know, and he mixes up now. So now his wife has a shaila, so they both have a shaila, and that is that they have six glasses, or six of them they were tovel, and one of them, or they're eight, right? Eight is the way it goes. So two of them were that she bought and she put aside to tovel. The husband didn't realize, and now, and he used it, and now it's all mixed up. So now are all, do you now need to be tovel all eight, or do you say that you follow Rov? So let's take the shaila apart together. So what do you say, Rabosai? So it's l'chura davar sheish lo matirin. L'chura davar sheish lo matirin. But we don't have the patent now of waiting for it to be Eino Ben Yomo.
Why?
Because Eino Ben Yomo is not, for Tfilas Kalim, there's no idea of Eino Ben Yomo. So there's no issue as far as that's concerned. So, but you could be choker about hotzos merubos, just like we said that when it comes to hotzos, we said in regards to hotzos merubos that there are some who say that doing hechsher kalim is hotzos merubos, and when the Rajba said that already, that's hotzos merubos, and the Shach rejected it, but the Aruch HaShulchan resuscitated it. So maybe we could use that as well, that it's a big schlep to go for Tfilas Kalim. But at the end of the day, we saw that the Chachmas Adam wasn't so excited about that, right? The Chachmas Adam said that to Eino Ben Yomo. So let's take a look. Ritzi Pesach Frank discusses it before I hear what you have to say. In Yoredeya Simin Tzadi Gimel, Omnam, second paragraph. Here, you see the Shela? Hashela mikli hanikna me'akum v'kodun tefila nisar v'kelem tefulam acherim im mechuyiv l'tovol im tipsom d'mechuyiv yitzarech levarech. So he says, number one, are you going to take all eight to the tovel, right? Now it's not going to be a shtickle schlep. You have to take all, in our cases, all eight glasses to be tovel, and then the shayla is whether you make a bracha. Gam tipsom she'en mechuyiv tefila im tovel kulam b'yachad im mevarech. Omnam l'chora, so let's take a look at the second paragraph. And he says, I, the Mechaber, says it by Hagola, Hotzos. So he says, I like the Shach and the Maril, who disagree with the Rajba. And they say that's a Hefsid Muat. It's not a big Hefsid. So therefore he says, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank concludes, it's like Demai, just like Demai is a suffix of whether it's Tevel, you're Mafrish without a Bracha. So too, you would take all eight glasses, according to the Tzvi Pesach Frank, to the mikveh, and then one would be required to be tovel. Now, if you went with the Rajba and you defended and you said that once upon a time it was, you responded to the Shach and you said once upon a time it was a tircha to be to kasher, and today even if the Shach is right, that it wasn't then a big tircha, today it's a big tircha to kasher, so then I have a suffix for tefilas kelim. I have a suffix whether one has to be machmir for Tzvi Pesach Frank. Because, as we know, we keep on pushing off. When our wife asks us to go to be tovel something, so we push it off. It is a tircha to be tovel. The truth is, if it's a mitzvah, it shouldn't be a tircha. So chakira, whether tefillas kelim is a matir or a mitzvah. So if it's a matir, maybe then it could be a tircha. Halachic man would differentiate between the two. If it's a matir, so then it's a tircha. But if it's a kiyum mitzvah, so then it shouldn't be a tircha. So, but either way, whether we operate that way or we don't, at the end of the day, it is a little bit of a tircha. So the question is whether that's called davar sheish l'matir. There's a lot in my mind that is sympathetic to the shitas marshal, even with the Shach's rejection. And that is that davar sheish l'matir is something that's very, very easy. The Shach is 100% right. Davar sheish l'matir doesn't mean when you sit on your hands it's going to become mutter. But davar sheish l'matir does mean something that will inevitably become mutter without a lot of action. So when you have something sitting in your kitchen, so then in such a case, then it's very easy to be mafresh. You're sitting in the base of Medrash, you ask the Rav all the time questions, you ask him what bracha you make on this, you ask him to be matir, or even more, there's a mitzvah, so then you have to do it. Over here, there's no mitzvah. Over here, it's a tircha. So I think that there's room for chachamim to be mefalpel against Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. That there's room for chacham to be mefalpel, to be mekel, especially if there was some type of tzarach gadol, etc., etc., even the shach was only machmir in the case of hagala, where there was a way out, and that is that you could just tell people, wait a day. But if you're going to have hundreds of, let's say you take an extreme case, you have a case where it wasn't 8 glasses, you had 100 glasses, so then in such a case it would seem to me, the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank isn't mechalik, it would seem to me that in such a case for sure one could be mekel, and even where all it is just a trip to the mikvah, and it's not 100 glasses, it's just fewer than that, so then in such a case there would be room to be mekel. Rav Chacham Avadya Zatzal in Chelek Yoredeya Chelek Beis Tshuva Tes in Osios Gimel and Dalid quotes Reb Chaim Palagi that says that it's not a hefsid, and therefore it's a davar sheish l'matirin, and it's not going to be batal berov, and he says that it's a davar pashut. Chacham Avadya Zatzal is mefalpel within Reb Chaim Palagi, and he suggests that maybe it is more of a tircha, as we pointed out, in contrast to truma, etc., etc. He does come out l'chumra, but he raises, in other words, he ultimately comes out choshesh for being for Reb Chaim Palagi, but he does raise the following heter that's found in the Pisrei Tshuva that everybody's got to know in the sugya of davar sheish l'matirin. At the end of Sif Katan Vav in the Pisrei Tshuva quotes a tzlach, and the tzlach suggests that this halacha that we say of davar sheish l'matirin only applies to food. Because food, you will eat once. A beitza that we're discussing is eating the beitza, right? It's the tzlach famously on Gimel Amud Beis and beitza. So when you're eating the egg, so then in such a case we say, why eat it today? Wait till tomorrow. Eat it tomorrow where it's entirely better. But says the tzlach, the Gemara was never talking about moving the egg. For moving the egg, it's for sure going to be mutter. Why? Because the svara of why do it tomorrow, you could do it today, doesn't apply for anything aside from eating. Because you want to move it today and you want to move it tomorrow. What a brilliant tzlach. The tzlach says the whole svara of achi yochlenu be'isu yochlenu be'heter only applies to something you do once. But something you want to do twice, then you're going to say, no, I want to do it today and I want to do it tomorrow. So that the whole svara of why we shouldn't allow bittul to apply according to Rashi doesn't apply. So says the tzlach, therefore, the rule of davar sheish l'matirin only applies to eating food. If we're talking about anything else aside from eating food, then you don't have the svara. Oh, so says Chacham Avadya. So he thinks that the tzlach would disagree with Reb Chaim Palagi. He would say, this is not called Davar sheish lo matirin. Davar sheish lo matirin only applies to food items. If it's not going to be a food item, so then in such a case, then you don't have davar sheish lo Matirin. Davar sheyesh lamatirin only exists with ad sheyochlenu be'isser, yochlenu beheter. That's what he writes. I photocopied it for you. Tes dalid ulam yesh ha'heyer al divrei marach palaji dechashalai milsek davar sheyesh lamatirin sheri yadua mashikasav atzlach. Rashi. Avol, last line on page Kuf Mem Aleph. Avol, betiltul shiuchol tatal gam yom machar, going back to the other page. Lo shayach dover sheyesh lo matirin. Shal kopanim mafsid is a tiltul shal ayom. V'chein ba'anashi yeh she'eno shal kiloi. Etc. etc. Skip down. First word of the line is al pi, about 9 lines from the top. V'imkein af l'inim l'shtamish b'keim sheyesh b'em taruva shal kli aton tefila ef shal ahatir mitam ha'amur. We could argue the same thing. Same thing being, but wait a second, it's so easy to do tefilas kelim. So let's assume it's so easy to do tefilas kelim. But what? Why should I have that tzar? I want to have it now, and I want to have it tomorrow. I want to use it now before tefilas kelim, and I want to use it after tefilas kelim. So that whole idea, just it's so easy to wait, only applies to something you use once, but something you can use now, and you can use after tefilas kelim. So you're telling me now I can't use it, but I want to use it now. So that whole svara of a din d'rabbanan, wait till when it's mutter, that is only something you're going to use once. But anything you have the potential to use more than once, like kelim, it shouldn't apply to. Which would then even reject the Rajba as well, right? Because the Rajba's svara of saying wait till you kasher it also would not apply. So Chama Vadya does concede at the end of the day, even though the Pischei Tshuva's ha'ara is a very, very powerful ha'ara from the Tzlach, we don't pass in this way la halacha. Because if at the end of the day we go with the Rajba, then Rajba also doesn't fit well with the Tzlach Svara. So even though the Tzlach has a brilliant Svara that they like to be mefalpel with in the yeshivas, it's not halacha l'maisa. This Tzlach is not l'maisa. We assume that we apply achelchlanu beheter yochlanu beisser as well. Okay, b'siyata l'shmayim, next time we're going to pick up continuing analyzing these Svaras. I didn't do the whole Pischei Tshuva. Where B'siyata D'Shmaya is going to go back a little bit to that Pischei Tshuva as well, because he quotes a very important Kresi U'Plesi that we didn't get to. And I hope that on Monday, B'siyata D'Shmaya to finish Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. There is a long, long Ramah. And I told you that to keep in mind, how are the Poskim passing? Are they passing like Rashi, or are they passing like the Ran, in terms of that really two different worlds of how to understand Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, to keep on looking at that, and we'll come back to that. But I do think that we could already begin Nosein Tam Lefgam. So already, Mirz Hashem, on Monday, I hope to do Nosein Tam Lefgam.